The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or whether you are listening in Tampa, Florida. And for those of you listening in Tampa, you would usually be listening to Bill Bunkley. But Bill's away for a few days on vacation, and I have the privilege of simulcasting here in Columbus, where I am, and connecting with 570 and 910 AM Faith Talk in Tampa. So welcome to our Tampa listeners. Welcome to my usual listeners here in Columbus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And Fridays are open phones. I've got so much to talk about today, but I want to hear from you. I just said I'm broadcasting from Columbus, Ohio. Today I am an embarrassed Ohioan. Yeah, now you all know about the insurrection, as it has been called, on January 6th in Washington, D.C. Well, there was something similar that happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. Not as big, but just as illegal. And it was led by an Ohioan. Yeah. Who, by the way, is quite proud of her participation in this, if we could call it an insurrection of a sort. I'll get to that in a bit. But on Fridays, I try to defer to the phones. So we've got William in Blacklick, Ohio, on the line. William, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
William, I am well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It'll be interesting to hear what you have to say on that next story, but I'm not going to call about politics today. Well, not so much as politics, but
you want to talk vaccines?
One. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering to get your opinion on this. I wanted to talk to you about this a couple of weeks ago, but you had taken some Fridays off, so this is my first chance of getting to you on it.
Okay.
I just wanted to get your opinion on this Vax-a-Million thing. I'll give you mine and see if maybe we agree or disagree on this.
Sure.
I think there were better ways that they could have used this money, and I think that the process was unfair. For one of the reasons is that when these five people won it, Governor DeVine comes out and says, "But thank you for doing the right thing." And to me, it was like, okay, you're paying them $1 million for doing the right thing, but if a person chooses not to get the vaccine, are you saying that they were doing the wrong thing? And what about all those other people that did the right thing? They didn't get $1 million. I don't know. That's like saying you're going to give me $5,000 every time I stop at a stop sign because it's the right thing to do. You know, and I think with $5 million, I think there could have been a way that they could have split up if they wanted to give the money away. They could have found a way to help more Ohioans, if not all of them, that got vaccinated. Now, I'm not going to turn this into a racial thing either, but I'm not going to go there, but you know, there are some people that were not able to get to the vaccine, but that's neither here nor there. We're not going to talk about that. I just think the whole thing was unfair. I think there could have been better ways they could do it, and I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well, and for our Tampa, Florida listeners, if you have not heard, here in Ohio, our governor did this thing called Vax-a-Million, and each week for 5 weeks, a person who had received the vaccines here in Ohio received $1 million. It was handled through the Ohio Lottery, and five recipients got $1 million apiece, and then five young people got a full-ride scholarship to an Ohio university. All right, William, I don't know that it was wrong, but it was sure dumb. And I agree with you, brother. I really do. Sometimes William agrees. We agree. Sometimes we don't. But William, I agree with you completely. I think that $5 million could have been spent much, much, much better. And statistically, we have learned it really didn't help. It helped some, but it really didn't help. And I agree. You know, well, we're going to pay you for doing the right thing. But that is the opinion of our governor. If you don't get the vaccine, you have done something wrong. You've done something bad. So, William, I agree with you. I don't think it worked. I don't think it was wise. And they're going to do it again. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's the prizes. They're going to give many, many more prizes, but not as high. So it's, you know, instead of five people getting $1 million, 1,000 people are going to get 1,000. I don't know, but they have another plan in the works to do something similar.
So, Bob, if you getting the vaccine just to get some money, is that really doing the right thing? And another thing is people ask, whether you agree or disagree, I believe, you know me. I we'll go the other way. If you decide to get the vaccine, okay, if you decide not to get the vaccine, that's your right.
That's exactly right.
To come out and say, well, these people did the right thing,
yeah.
So we're going to give you $1 million. So translate it, you people who didn't get vaccinated, you're very bad.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
My wife and I both got the vaccine because we did a research. We talked to our family doctor that we have great confidence in. And at our age and stage, it made sense for us. But, William, nobody should be forced to get this vaccine, especially, William, it's still only an emergency basis. This has not been fully approved by the FDA.
Correct.
And to force people to get an experimental drug is just wrong. It just is. Each person should be able to weigh the benefits and the risks. That's what my wife and I did. We took the vaccine. But if somebody else, like, hey, William, if I was 30, I'll be honest with you, there is no way I'd get the vaccine. Because 99.9% of people 30 years old who get this thing are fine.
Yeah.
They're just fine. If I was 30 years old, there's no way I'd get this vaccine. No way.
Well, my wife and I caught COVID-19, and the Lord healed us from it.
Good. Praise God.
It was the suggestion of our doctor, and through prayer, we did get the vaccine.
Okay.
And the main reason why the people that we talked to wasn't getting the vaccine is because they said, well, this is the mark of the beast. So spiritually, I had to go to the Bible and explain to them that this is not the mark of the beast. If you're not getting the vaccine because of that, you're wrong. But the thing about it is, Bob, maybe your wife and my wife and you and me to just go to an island now and retire because we did agree on something. Go on the island and just relax for the rest of our 30, 40, 50 years we got left.
That sounds great. William, you and I often disagree, but I love the spirit that you disagree with, and I appreciate you. I really do, and you're always welcome to call. All right? God bless you, brother.
Thank you, God bless you.
William often disagrees with me, and sometimes pretty forcefully, but it's okay because I think we do it respectfully when we disagree with each other. We're brothers in Christ, and that's more important than any of our disagreements. So anyway, well, hey, it is Open Phone Friday, and as I said, I am a slightly embarrassed Ohioan today. After the break, unless we go to the phones, I'll tell you what. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or Tampa, Florida, I welcome you. I remind you of my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And on Fridays, I defer as much as possible to the phones. I do. I love to hear from our listeners. And I've got all kinds of things I'm going to talk about. I'll get to eventually, but I put the phone calls first on an open phone Friday. And so we're going to go to Paul in Grove City, Ohio. Paul, how are you today?
Oh, my buddy, man. Well, it's like this, Bob. I'm out traveling, man, and you are coming in loud and clear. I'm with my son here and my daughter, my grandkids. We're in Virginia. And we're headed to Virginia Beach.
Well, now, wait a minute. You said we're coming in, not over the air, right? You're listening through streaming?
Yeah. So you're coming in really loud and clear. Me and my son-in-law are listening to you here. Just enjoying a little bit about Columbus and the events and things. And I just thought, well, before I go into a little bit of Bob Burney withdrawal or suppression or whatever word I can use for it, I had to give you a call because I don't know if I'll be getting much into you, Bob, down here at Virginia Beach and all. But I thought
well,
I'd call
at least now I know where your priorities are, and I'm not very high on the list. Put your family before me. How dare you? Good for you. I'm glad you get away. Hope you have a wonderful time with your family. All right, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, I called, and I think you're getting ready to share the story here in just a few minutes, and I can't remember her name, but that was part of one of the stories. But the other part was, what's your thoughts on this, the child tax reform credit, the $200 a child? I mean, when I first heard about that, I thought, for real? Right. And then I guess the checks were supposed to be starting to be released this week and then go until the end of the year, and it's like, Is it really going to help? I mean, it's emergency aid and all this much about it, but it's like, to me, it's like a band-aid, and it's just adding more to the
problem. Here's the problem, Paul. If we see beyond the smoke screen, we know the whole reason for this is to keep people addicted to money from the federal government. That's the whole purpose, to keep people addicted to their source of money. Now, here's my biggest problem. There are people that desperately need help, and I want them to be helped, and federal assistance is fine under certain circumstances. I have no problem with that at all. My problem is the way this money is just being thrown around. It was like the stimulus checks. Every person in America got the stimulus check. Paul, there were a whole lot of people who didn't need that check. And in addition to that, we know now as a fact that many people who got those stimulus checks and the additional unemployment income used it as an excuse to sit home and sit on their posterior extremity rather than going out and getting a job and working for their money. So that's my problem. People who need it, fine. But this is not, if you understand the way the liberal mind works politically, This is not about helping people. This is control. We will give you if you will keep voting for us. At least that's my editorial opinion, Paul.
Yeah. And when you said, when people are sitting on their thing, I like what Mike Youssef says. Bobby says, people sitting on their blessed assurance.
Yeah, yeah, I like that one too. When government assistance discourages honest work, we got a problem. And the current welfare system for 60 years has rewarded fatherlessness in the homes. Look what that has done to the black community. It has decimated the black community because government welfare has rewarded fatherlessness. And it has harmed. It has not helped. More people are living in poverty today than they were 60 years ago when the war on poverty was started. And the stimulus checks, and I made a mistake. Not everybody got them. You know, if you were a millionaire, you didn't get them. But a huge percentage of people who didn't need those stimulus checks got them. Why? You know, why? We've got to be much more discerning in help and in welfare and so forth. We've just got to do that.
Yeah. Well, and what? Just one last thing, Bob. Yeah, the last call with William. Yeah, William, buddy, I love you, man, and did enjoy that conversation. That was a good.
I did
good
too.
Conversation.
I did too, and that's stuff. And that's the way we should yep. treat people. We. Disagree with on my end, their end, on all of our ends, you know.
Yep, exactly.
All right, man. Hey, have a wonderful time on vacation, okay?
All right, buddy. And listen.
And when you're supposed to be with your family, I forbid you from listening to me.
All right.
Enjoy yourself and give me a call when you come back. All right.
I'm a fan. Take care. Love you all.
All right. Love you too. Now, again, to our Tampa listeners, and I know you feel the same way about Bill Bunkley. We got a family here. I mean, we really do. And as a family, sometimes we disagree, but we treat each other with respect. I appreciate so much the audience that God has given me. And I appreciate you folks in Tampa. And by the way, phone lines working in Florida today? Did somebody cut off the phone service? We've gotten calls from Ohio, but we haven't got any calls from Florida today. I'd love to hear from you. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We need to take the bottom of the hour break. Yeah, pay a few bills. Hey, this is commercial radio. No apologies for that. And by the way, support the sponsors of your local radio station. That's very important. And then we'll be back.